Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Good afternoon, St. Louis, 97.1 FM Talk DGS. A few minutes past 3 p.m. Oh, Daddy's struggling.
No sleep?
3 days.
Oh.
Never done it before. I have literally slept because I've dreamt, but it's probably less than an hour a night.
Dave.
Ooh, that's bad.
It's terrible. It's absolutely awful.
Do you get up and do something in the night, or are you just lying
there? I'm trying everything.
Oh.
Trying everything. Last night, took a pretty strong sleeping pill, and nothing.
Huh. What if you are sleeping, but you're dreaming about not being
sleeping?
Able to sleep?
Wouldn't that be a dickin'?
And so you wake up
you're
like
dreaming about laying in bed with your mind racing.
I feel like I just didn't sleep at all.
I think if that were the fact, I don't think I'd feel like hell the way I do now. And then, because you know you haven't slept in 3 days, hopefully you'll just have an easy day, right? First thing happens this morning is I find out my PayPal account was hacked. By the same people that hacked my eBay account.
Oh.
Because they're tied together.
Of course.
And charged $10,000 worth of stuff. So it took me 60 minutes to get to a human.
Oh, dear.
And 30 minutes to have the human trust that it was me. And said that it's going to be okay. Like, hey, look, no problem. We're going to reverse all those charges. We're going to start sending you some email of how to get back into your account, blah, blah, blah. But what I'm afraid of is that they've also hacked my email accounts. I have a couple email accounts that are connected to it. So it's just, you know.
Okay, question. Did they buy multiple things or really two $5,000 items?
They
you know?
Wouldn't tell me.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. They said, don't worry about it. They said, what's the last thing you bought? And I was able to pull up my eBay and say it was this.
Yeah.
And they're like, that rocks.
Are you familiar with
that skull going to light it up?
Are you familiar with Spanky McFarlane?
They just cleaned out that guy's whole shop.
They're like, I don't think he drew that.
Sir, I see you like flannel.
So, yeah. Yeah, so that's how my day's been.
Yeah, I'm going to guess that you, almost more than anyone, you can look at your history.
Oh, yeah.
Your buyer's history and go, here's where...
yes.
Here's where something happened.
Here's where
the difference kicked in.
I've had to do that so many times because my bank is very cautious and I do a lot of dumb things. So is there anything more embarrassing than when you have to read off like the purchases and they're like... They're constantly like reading over the phone to me, like $42 at Taco Bell at 11 a.m. And I'm like, yeah, that was me. $43 at Taco Bell at 7 p.m. the same day. Yeah, that was also me.
You know this story. Sue doesn't. But way back in the before times, and I was representing Charter. I was a paid spokesperson.
Okay.
And some things were on my bill that shouldn't have been. And so Miguel opened the file. So I call. And I'm going to open a can of whoop ass, and I get a hold of this very nice guy, and he's like, okay, Mr. Glover, let's check it out and see what charges are on here.
Oh, no.
Okay. Amateur Squish 5 was rented, and I'm just like, you know what?
Oh.
We're good. I'm fine.
How many times was that rented? Four? Only three of those were me.
Looks like you only watched it for about 7 minutes, so we're going to refund that money.
You know what? I bet they...
couldn't get off the phone fast enough.
Bet that works with a lot of people.
Bet it does.
You know?
Bet it does.
It's an effective method. Here's another question I have. Were the passwords the same that you had? Oh, and you even... So they really...
I don't know how these people do it, but...
How?
What? Okay. Remember the whole, like, if you could push a button and every terrorist in the world would die?
Uh-huh.
I would, and I'm not trying to be shock jockey, I would push that button for every hacker out there, every piece of crap that sits in their underwear and takes people's money. If I could push a button and they'd all just vaporize, done. Done. Talk about a cancer on society.
It really is. And it happens to pretty much everybody.
Yeah.
How much they must have to pay for all the stolen stuff must be outrageous.
I don't know how that works. It's all gift cards. The only thing they said was, did you buy a gift card at Best Buy? No.
Nope.
And I get why Joe Blow calls and says, hey, my PayPal's been hacked. Okay, Joe Blow, let's find out if you're really the guy. But the attitude, you know, it's like, is your email BF4996777boron@gmail? I'm like, nope. They're like, like, no one's is. That's why they're hackers.
Oh, my goodness. All right. They say, the internet does, which never lies, that in 2019, identity theft, credit card theft cost credit card companies about $135 million.
That sounds low.
It's same here to me, too.
Mm-hmm. It sounds really low.
I wonder if it just got worse. I think it gets worse every year.
I think so, too. But man, it's frustrating. So frustrating. Can I get a ruling?
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid this is going to be like a bad thing to say. But I think it, so I'm going to say it. The lady that helped me today was very, very nice, and she did a good job. But it took us 30 minutes because I couldn't understand what she was saying.
Mm-hmm. No, that's a real issue.
And people, I felt terrible. And I never said anything. I never said, can I speak to your supervisor? Mm-mm. And but it was just like very, very, I'm already frustrated. I'm already angry. And then I just can't understand what she's saying. Mm. So it just made it really tough.
I get it.
I mean, if you are going to be a customer service rep for a company that primarily serves the speakers of a particular language, I don't think it's crazy to say that you need to be fluent in that language to do that job.
Hmm.
I don't know that. I don't.
Doesn't feel crazy.
I don't know why that's crazy or somehow.
If I spoke Chinese very, very well, but very, very broken, and I moved to China and tried to do customer service, and they said, Dave,
where your people sole just can't job understand is you. To speak to people on the phone. Yeah.
Right. You had something.
Yeah, I was going to ask, do you think it was a real language barrier, or was it just a really thick accent that you couldn't get through?
A little bit of both. It was mostly the accent, but then it was also...
Do you think she had a hard time understanding you at times, or...
She didn't seem so.
Okay.
Didn't seem so. Yeah.
That's an interesting thought, right? Like, people who talk to us with, like, a really, really heavy accent, we have a hard time, you know, making out what they're saying over the phone. Like, do they have the same problem with that? Like, do we have, like, a really weird, thick accent to them?
Oh, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure.
It has to be, right?
Mm-hmm. Also,
I never thought about that.
I apologized yesterday to caller Tom, who I fought with. But I want to acknowledge and rededicate. Like I said, I haven't slept in 3 days, so I cut myself a little slack, but it's not an excuse. Dave Glover, it's a Dave Glover show. It's all on me. But I was hypocritical yesterday. And we're all hypocrites. We're all narcissists. We're all hypocrites. But I preach, hey, the DGS, open forum, anyone's welcome. Let's treat each other with respect. And then I yelled at Tom and he yelled at me. So I just want to acknowledge that and dedicate that I'm going to try to be better about that because I shouldn't get any benefit of any accolades or anyone saying, what a good guy, that he's so open-minded if I'm not. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So there you go.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't listen back to my call with Tom, but I remember it. And just like a fight with your wife, I didn't hear the last 30 seconds of what he said. Couldn't have cared less because I was yelling at him.
Mm-hmm.
And he had no idea what I said.
Mm-hmm.
I could have been saying, you're absolutely right, and he wouldn't have heard it because we're just yelling at each other.
I agree with you, Tom.
But man... It's a weird time. It is a weird, stressful time.
It can be hard not to get swept up.
Get that right.
It is, it is, you said a mouthful. It's so hard not to get swept up. Really, really is.
Yeah, you have to consciously try to avoid it. It's not the kind of thing where it's like, I don't know. You just have to stay vigilant. You really have to police yourself. I do anyway. I have to like do a mental reset a couple times a day and really pay attention to where my mind is going and such. Because it would be really easy to get into like 40 Twitter arguments right now.
Oh, sure.
But you got to make that choice to not do it.
Also, a shout out to my buddy Brian Main, the golf pro at Whitmore, who we all know. Such a good guy. And he texted me this morning, first text I got this morning, saying, hey, as you know, I listen every day, all day, and you seem down, you seem sad, I'm praying for you.
Oh, that's really nice.
What a great guy. Isn't that nice?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Not like, hey, your take on Trump really offended me, blah, 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 blah. Just like, you seem like you're struggling, I'm going to pray for you.
Also, sorry I hacked your PayPal.
Jacob on Twitter says, don't feel bad, Dave. My wife is an immigrant with an accent, and she is so quick to tell customer service people that she can't understand them and wants to talk to someone else.
That's really funny. That's good. when you're pissy, everything in the world just makes you mad, right? And I was driving in today, and I was right next to a cop. So what do you do when you're right next to a cop? Hell yeah. You don't pass a cop.
Mm-mm.
Even if the cop's doing 50, I'm going 49.
Yeah.
Oh.
The cop was going 60, 65. So I'm going 60, 65. He's on my right. I'm in the middle lane. Highway 70. You see where this is going.
Mm-hmm.
A car flashes in my left periphery and passes both of us. Gone in 5 seconds. Had to be going 120.
Mm-hmm.
Cop didn't move.
Mm-hmm.
How's that a thing? Like, maybe it's jurisdictional. Like, he's a Jennings cop, and
that could be.
This is Edmondson or something.
Probably,
but
he just didn't feel like getting into a high speed chase right now.
That's my fear. Now, if I were a cop, I'd never pull anyone over.
You know what?
Because I'm lazy.
Really, honestly, if it was, if you didn't look and see, if it was like a county cop in the city or a Pine Lawn cop, and you were not in Pine Lawn, there's nothing he can.
Yeah,
he can't do anything anyway.
Really? See, I would think, and I don't know, I'm talking out my ass here, I would think that any peace officer, if they saw something like that,
I think they can do stuff about, like, I think they can, if they are somewhere and a crime is being committed, but I think traffic is different.
Yeah, if they see somebody, like, getting robbed or like, you know, a gunfight.
Yeah, I really do. I think traffic is different. I'm sure they could go into pursuit, call the proper authorities, stay in pursuit until the proper authorities also. But, yeah.
On the McKinley Bridge, the speed limit's 35. And I always go exactly 35, even though it's hard not to go faster because it's just a long straight line. Because on the other side of it, sometimes there are cops that are like waiting to pull you over out the bridge. And last night, and this happens weekly, I'm going the speed limit, and as soon as I get off, the person behind me who's mad I wasn't going faster, like, whips around me and speeds up. And they go right by the cops and the cop, and I'm like, get him! What are you guys doing? Just sit there. Get him!
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sick him!
I was behind a guy yesterday on Highway 70. You know, I just get so mad and pissy and very Karen-ish about, oh yeah, every black four-door has expired license plates. And last night I was behind someone who had a temporary tag, paper flapping in the wind.
Oof.
August 15th of 2019.
Oh, that kind of stuff
I'm
makes
like, first
me
of
crazy.
All, how's that still on there?
Right.
It's been through two winters.
Right.
And then secondly, and he was
yeah.
How I would be pooping water all the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, let's not be too harsh on people driving on expired tags now. I mean, you know, sometimes you just don't have time to get out.
What's the longest you've been expired?
The longest?
Yeah. You can tell me.
It's a safe space.
Is it a felony if it goes a certain amount of time?
He's riding dirty right now.
I am riding dirty right now, but the longest is
like... How long's
it
been?
Oh, like a year.
Aren't you nervous?
No. Closer to like 6 months.
Aren't you nervous every time you leave?
No, because here's what generally happens. If you get...
Here's what generally happens.
I hate that I know this so well. If you get pulled over with tags, generally you just have to go get the tags, and then you take them, then you go to court, and you go, oh, I got these tags, and they clear it up, and they don't, you know, they don't have to pay a ticket.
Talking to a real seasoned criminal here.
He knows what's up.
We've got our pal Charlie Brennan down the hall, likes to... It seems like one of his biggest pet peeves is expired tags here in the city of St. Louis. And he'll take he'll retweet people who send in pictures of expired tags.
I can't believe he hasn't done that to Andrew.
I know. Like, there was one time I was expired by like a month, and the fear of having my license plate on his Twitter page motivated me to go get my tags.
See, it worked.
100%.
It worked.
Wow.
It sounds like a close thing.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Tony, I don't know how you do this. I know we're two different people and you have a lifetime of it, but, and Rach, you've said this to me before. Now I understand it. After 3 days of not sleeping, I feel like I've forgotten how to sleep.
Yeah.
I really feel like I don't know how to do this.
After 3 days, you start to really feel crazy.
Yeah, I am.
Mm-hmm. Man, you need to get a...
And here's the weird thing. In the evening, I'm so tired. I need to go to bed. Let's go to bed. I'm going to go to bed. I need to go to bed. And I go to bed and it's like a light switch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe I should sleep on the couch tonight.
Did you look up sleep hygiene like I told you to?
No, I will though.
Yeah. That kind of stuff, like having a routine and not trying, like, I don't know. Sometimes the way you describe it, it's like,
oh, I've
you're
got a routine, but
really
it's
hard.
It's a Clockwork Orange routine. It's
right.
It's the way you conjure a demon.
Yeah,
the things
gotta
that
try to relax.
Yeah, the things that I do is the way that Beelzebub got into the world. For real.
Moloch. What was that?
Moloch.
Moloch.
Please don't slow walk. Something. Something.
Moloch.
Moloch.
Moloch. Please don't slow walk.
We need you.
I need you right now.
Come on. Come on.
What was he the god of?
We've got it. He was the god of, oh boy, what was
that? Because I might have worked that into the.
Oh, jeez.
Moloch, Moloch, please don't slow walk.
What is Moloch the god of?
Moloch.
Don't slow walk. He's from Leviticus. Child. Well, oof. Child sacrifice. So.
Well, that wouldn't have been, that wouldn't have been worked into the joke.
We didn't work it in, but I do remember that being what he was the god of.
A signed t-shirt by all of us if you remember and you can tell us how to finish the Moloch.
I'm trying to find it on the blog, and I think it got erased, unfortunately.
Dan is a police officer and can help us out with this jurisdiction thing. Hey, Dan.
How's it going?
Good, buddy. Tell us all about it.
Sorry, I had to correct you guys. I'm a St. Louis County police officer, so the jurisdictionally, any police officer in Missouri can... commissioned police officer can write a ticket statewide. It just would be a state ticket, like a state trooper would write, not your municipality or city.
So do you feel like you have the responsibility, if you're in mid-Missouri and you're in your county police car, do you feel it's a responsibility if somebody flies past you on the highway, obviously speeding?
No, it's not. I mean, you don't want to get involved in things out of your jurisdiction unless it's an emergency or something crazy.
But you can,
but you know, there's also the you said something about being lazy. A lot of it is, you know, why would I get involved with it, especially nowadays, how the climate of police is, there's no incentive to get do police work anymore anyway. So,
Dan,
I said lazy. I said I would be lazy. I'm so glad you said that, Dan, because I've heard many people say that, and I've said that, but you're the first officer I've heard say that. Like on Highway 70, when I see a big black blacked out car with no license plate go by at 120, that's the last person I want to pull over.
Yep, I've been a cop for 12 years, and after about 5 years, you see those things and you tell yourself, who cares?
Wow. Thank you, Dan. Appreciate it. All right, quick break, right back. DGS.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date.
Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back, DGS 330. We're all driving ourselves nuts trying to remember the incantation for Moloch, the ancient pagan god.
I've written 10 more just trying to think of it.
Andrew went back and found the sound from a year ago, 2 years ago, whatever it is. Okay, go ahead, Rage.
Moloch. Please don't slow walk.
No.
Come to me fast. I need you at last.
Yeah.
I would have never got that.
Moloch.
Oh, Moloch.
And that, yes, and that was Moloch. The end, but I didn't add on the end, but Moloch.
Let's hear it one more time.
Yeah.
Moloch. Please don't slow walk.
No.
Come to me fast. I need you at last.
These are the things I think about.
Moloch.
I think that there's a real chance someone may imprison me and tell me that they'll only let me out when I can tell them the whole Moloch thing. And yeah. Like it's my job every day, 8 hours a day. Like I clock in, I clock out. At 5 p.m., I just go like, I still don't have it. It would take me years to come up with that. So, Rach, you put a call out to listeners. Hey, if you're tired of politics, what can we talk about?
Well, I said I want to talk about anything but politics today. And I'm taking some suggestions, and we got quite a few replies. Lots of people want to talk about paranormal. Alien stuff. That's
okay.
I sent you guys
the Black Vault.
Black Vault link.
Did anyone go down that hole?
No, I forgot. To be perfectly honest, I was going to, and then it totally slipped my mind.
Isn't that amazing? Hey, I wish the government just come clean and tell us what they know about aliens. And they do, and you're like,
they do 2 million pages worth.
I watched
and
the
I'm
Bob
like,
Newhart
yeah,
show.
I'll get around to it.
I started to, and then I thought, if I start this,
You're done.
I'm going to be stuck, so I need to do it when I have time.
Yeah,
so
you need to lay out a few hours, yeah.
Exactly.
Ed wants to know, Ed says, I just want to know if Dave is still using the wallet Sue gave him last year.
Oh!
Don't.
Give me that face, David. Are you using it?
The keyword is still.
I'm not, but there's a reason.
What is it?
It's poison. No. remember the last few days when I've been wearing...
That?
My Adidas pants,
because
I put on 8 pounds during COVID
Adidas.
Christmas.
Yeah,
it was too bulky to fit into my fat pants.
Okay,
so now I've lost that weight. I'm back in my jeans.
Okay,
but I have to get back in the habit of the wallet.
Okay, well,
but
that's
I will.
A good reminder.
I like the wallet.
Okay,
I just got too fat for it.
Too
fat to carry my wallet.
Been there, buddy.
I like these suggestions from John. He said, "How about who would win in a spelling contest?" So guests get to select the word. So listeners get to call in and give us a word to try to spell.
I love it.
I love it, but I also hate it because I feel like I'm going to be the worst one at it. I don't like to spell out loud.
I promise you won't be.
No.
Need I remind you, second grade spelling bee champ right here. Whole school.
Need I remind you, Mr. Boy Scout, Life Scout.
Whole school.
You have no credibility.
I have the trophy for that one.
Of course you do.
I will look for it.
The one
right
place
now.
Where I could shine as a kid was spelling bees.
Mm.
Nowadays, I've lost it.
Mm-mm. I can't spell anything.
In fifth grade, I made it to the Final Four at Tillman. And the woman said
that,
to me.
Is that supposed to mean something?
No.
Whoa.
Anybody in that grade would. At Tillman Elementary School.
Just got serious.
At Harvard.
And Miss Bird said, spell chocolate.
Oh, no.
And I did. And then she said, oh, will you spell that again? So
oh,
I
no.
thought.
And you changed
I,
it.
Changed it on the second time. And of course, I did it wrong. And then I, because I thought I did something wrong.
Mm. Wow, you got dicked.
Mm-hmm. I kind of did. But that's what happened.
John yeah, also crap. Had the idea for us to sing karaoke.
Now, that's a not a strong.
Hey, we now have two professional singers
yeah, no.
on the
oh,
show.
Oh, good point.
I hadn't thought of that.
And two Mm-mm. rappers Mm-mm. who have yet to have that rap battle. And if Tony's I, the only one who's both.
If I write more than a sentence and I hit the spell check button and it doesn't say something is misspelled, I go back and I find whatever word that I'm sure I did misspell and spell it again. Even though it's telling me it's spelled right, I intentionally spell it wrong.
To see if it flags it.
So it will, yeah, to see if it will, and just so it'll correct it and make sure that it's spelled right, even though it already told me that it was spelled right.
There are a couple words like guarantee and restaurant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Those are hard.
I've never.
It's the nope. U's.
Never.
The U's throw me
I
off.
I used to struggle with restaurant, but now I have that one down. The one that always bites me is license. That one kills me. Mm. I struggle with license.
I'm with you on guarantee.
Yeah, where the yeah. S, where the S goes, where the C goes.
I don't even know where to start.
I'm ashamed of myself, sure but do. I'll start to try to spell something on my phone, and then I'll just, I'll give it a whirl, it comes out wrong, hit spell check. If it's off enough that it doesn't give me a suggestion, yeah. I just try, like, I'm not actually trying to spell the word, I'm just trying to get slightly closer
right.
so
yeah.
I can
yeah.
just
sure.
hit spell check.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, horseshoes and hand grenades.
Mm-hmm.
I think I know what word you're trying to get to, idiot. Yeah.
You start looking for synonyms, like, what's something that means similar to this that I know how to spell?
Quite a few listeners asking us to talk about hockey. We will wait to do that with Frank Cusimano today mm-hmm. at 4:40 p.m.
Here's another thing I've done. One day we talked about, oh boy, I like chocolate cake because Spanky said that in The Little Rascals.
Mm-hmm.
And now in my mind and many times in text to people who have no idea what I'm talking about, I will put a capital L into words that don't mm-hmm. need it. Like, I guarantee it.
I've gotten a couple of those, and I'm like, oh, is it easy doing the thing, I guess? Okay. Mm-hmm.
And I use the oh boy a lot.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
because it's
at QT.
It's fun.
Oh boy, you got good fountain slotus.
Oh boy, that's fun.
They're just like, should we call the cops?
Pointing at the cop in the corner of the gas station, like, you seen this? You good? Okay.
Andy says, we are the local authority on Squatch Talk, so that's always welcome.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Any Squatch news? Any new revelations from the Chronicles?
Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
You ask me about Bigfoot? Every week, man. Every week. I'm so humiliatingly dependent on how good Sasquatch Chronicles is on Sunday night. And if it's just some bull crap like spook lights, I'm like, oh, get that weak crap out of here. or if it's just like a big setup, then the guy's like, I was camping and I heard, it could be like, I heard footsteps going around my tent and I heard a huffing and a puffing and a growl. What's his face look like?
Yeah,
like,
right,
at this point, I want, mm-hmm. you shook hands. The other day I had one where a guy said when he was a kid, about 14, he was going through the woods, and he literally ran into Bigfoot.
Okay.
And Bigfoot stood there and took the back of his hand and hit him on the chest twice, like that. Like, hey, buddy,
watch where you're going.
I'm Bigfoot.
Yeah.
And
back it
I
up.
Was simultaneously like, I believed him, and yet how strange to have Sasquatch be like, hey, Chief.
And then Bigfoot said, I'm walking over here.
I have seen a lot lately. I went to buy a cement lawn ornament, right? Just of a little bulldog. And there were multiple Bigfoot, giant cement Bigfoot. They are everywhere.
How can she say that Bigfoot's not real? She just said she sees him all the time. She sees multiple Bigfoots all the time.
So well, what would the sales for those do if we really found the Bigfoot?
Yeah.
At that point, it's no longer ironic.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Hope those... I honestly just almost said, I hope those gorillas are feeling better from their COVID. But I do. I feel bad.
Mm-hmm. I feel bad, too, because, I mean, anytime an animal is sick, and has a cold or something. It's terrible. It's terrible to think about.
They don't know, right? They don't know that there's something wrong and it's COVID and it's a big pandemic.
Right. They don't know that they're going to be okay.
TJ has another idea for a game. He says, I want to guess what you guys are wearing.
Okay,
let's make that a game.
Let's... Something tells me TJ plays that game a lot.
No. Danielle says, I miss hearing Dave pay Andrew to taste weird food.
Yeah, we can bring that back immediately.
I also miss getting paid.
I got $50 cash in my pocket.
Ooh.
What's the weirdest thing we got in E-Mart?
Why don't you bid for it?
What if I take all of the water enhancers in my pocket, and I make, because I brought them to work and I forgot they were in my pocket until just now, and I mix them all
together.
So what
if you drink really, really intense lemonade for $50?
It's cherry limeade. And orange.
Oh,
and
I didn't
lemon
know we
lime,
were getting wild.
And fruit punch.
Now it's worth $50.
I'm offended.
What? I'm not saying it's the
here,
best.
Here, I'm just
going to
give it to you, and you can feel terrible about yourself.
This is just the best.
You want the best drink of fruit punch you ever had in your life? And get paid $50.
Look, it's going to be super sweet, okay? Just prepare yourself. What was it you hated? Oh, I'll give you $50 to eat a whole package of corn nuts.
Oh, no.
Oh, those were gross.
No, thank you.
$50.
No, those made me physically ill. That's like pickles. I can't do that. I can't do pickles.
Pickles.
Like, that's pickles.
You
that's,
can't.
That's a lie.
Look, they're gross. But you can't do it for $50?
Yeah.
Nah.
Okay.
My
what if you hold your nose and just,
five pickle slices.
See, Danielle, this is why I don't. Hold
and
on.
Five corn nuts. That's one mouthful.
No, I'm sorry. I can't. I hate it. It will make
five
me physically sick.
Pickles
and five corn nuts.
It'll make me too sick. I just can't.
Oh
do
boy,
it.
You're making a bad financial decision.
It's a bad financial decision, but I gotta look out for number one over here, and number one doesn't want to vomit everywhere from eating pickles.
I'll give you $50 if you'd make yourself puke.
Oh my goodness!
Come on.
I mean, I can do that right now.
Can you?
Yeah, I can make myself throw up.
Well, it's not in the studio.
How do you do it?
I really don't care what you guys do, but
what's
not
your
move?
I'm not going to do it.
What's
I
your
can't,
move?
How do you do it?
You just gag, and eventually the muscles here will.
You can do it too.
Uh huh.
Same way.
Same way. Yeah, I don't have to do the finger.
You just start going.
You just start working it up, and it'll happen.
Yeah. $1,000 to the first one to do it.
Selling a little or a lot. Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter.
Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
A few minutes shy of 4 p.m. DGS. Can I vent on something?
Yeah.
That could be problematic because it's woke stuff.
Yeah.
Did you guys see the story? So it was a story today. I don't know. 2 weeks ago, something like that. The House passed a resolution where you can't use grandma, grandpa, mother, father, man, woman, he, she. You can't do that. It has to be gender neutral. Like, that is a rule in the House of Representatives. You can't use those words.
Can't use gendered words.
Yes. And then Nancy Pelosi went up and started talking about as a mother and a grandmother and a blah, 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 blah. And a bunch of people it's on the right rule. Said, hey, you can't use those words. Those are bad words. For love.
Mm-hmm.
For the love of God. That just seems so dumb to me.
What's wrong with them?
When grandma becomes a bad word.
What's wrong
word,
with what?
Like grandma, like why are they problematic?
Because it's suggesting that there are mothers and fathers and men and women. And there's not. Because we're all just one species and we're all fluid and you can be anything. I agree with you. You can. But for hundreds of years now, the 99.9% of us have talked about men and women and grandmas and grandpas. I personally think it would be offensive if I were with someone who is transgender or fluid or whatever, and I refused to use the names or the pronouns. I think that's a dick move. I'm willing to accept anything that you want to be. But when you change the rules of the House of Representatives to say you can't say grandma and grandpa,
it's a little too far.
Anyone disagree?
No.
Anyone even in the audience? We have 300,000 people listening. Does anyone disagree? Does anyone think that the House of Representatives should have a rule that you can't use these like 50 words that they listed? It just makes no sense. That this the very tiniest, smallest sliver of society should be protected and should be respected and honored. But again, I don't think the other 99.9% should have to change everything about that to accommodate
a few.
A few.
Here it is. So here's the resolution that Nancy Pelosi put forth for this new Congress. It says, instead of wife and daughter, Pelosi's resolution directed House rules to use spouse and child. It read, strike father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister, uncle, aunt, first cousin, nephew, niece, husband, wife, father-in-law, mother-in-law, son-in-law, daughter-in-law, brother-in-law, sister-in-law, stepfather, stepmother, stepson, stepdaughter, stepbrother, stepsister, half-brother, half-sister, grandson, granddaughter, and insert parent, child, sibling, parents, sibling, first cousin, siblings, child, spouse, parent-in-law, child-in-law, sibling-in-law, step-parent, stepchild, step-sibling, half-sibling, or grandchild.
It just seems so dumb.
That's the rule. That's the resolution that she has introduced.
So here's the explanation that's been given. According to Axios, the change could close a potential ethics loophole if a non-binary person is involved in a conflict involving a lawmaker. The rule text change makes it clear everyone, regardless of gender identification or orientation, is subject to ethics regulations. I don't know how to marry that with what we just
I don't
heard.
Either. A lawyer, I can tell you there's an easier way than that.
Yeah, there's got to be an easier way, but I guess the point is, if it's like no man or woman can attack a congressman and get away with it, I guess maybe
what's
they
the
would
easy
be like,
way?
Dude.
And it almost seems like it's a joke. Like she's doing it on purpose.
She's tap dancing
on it. No. Like almost like I can preach to you, but I can say whatever I want because you can't. She's been talking about this for months. Like introducing this resolution for the new Congress that just started. Like, she's been talking about, I'm going to do this for this new Congress ever since the election. So, to say that, to put all these words out there, and then to go out of your way, because it was when she was doing it was during the vote for the impeachment, and she said, I stand before you as a wife, a mother, a grandmother, a daughter. Like, huh. She's going out of her way to use every word that she can use.
I'm confused. They haven't made it illegal to use those words on the House floor.
She's passed a resolution to make it that you can no longer use those words.
I thought that the article I'm looking at here means it would eliminate gendered words from its rules. And so that's why it would be closing that loophole for non-binary people. It's just in the, like, if we had rules for the Dave Glover show that were like, no man or woman shall tell Dave Glover that his new flannel shirt isn't all that great. If we changed it to no person, it's not like we couldn't say man or woman in conversation or during a debate. It's just the rules themselves. We take out the heads or tails.
That
and
may
make
be.
It yeah,
it's a rata.
Inclusive.
It's a rata.
I don't think it's like you can't say grandma
on the
house
floor.
Yeah. It's
I mean, that would be absolutely crazy. It would be so hard to expect people to change everything about the way they speak like that while they're trying to make laws and debate. This is just the House rules.
And again, I'm speaking out of relative ignorance. I'm not in the House of Representatives, but it seems like the longest way around to go. That if you have someone, like, okay, what triggered this? Did someone try to skirt a rule by saying I'm non-binary and you're like, we're flummoxed?
I think it's more, okay, so they're having more and more non-binary people run for office and get into office. So then if you identify as non-binary and the only two options are chairman or chairwoman, they want to change it to chairperson. So that way they don't have to use it. They don't have to use a different title for whoever is in that role.
Okay.
That definitely makes more sense.
Yeah.
You know, just errating outdated rules or whatever is because when you were like banning use on the floor, I was like, that's not possible. There are hundreds of people in Congress.
There's no way I could change the way that I spoke.
And it just seems, just do it. Just do it. I mean,
yes. Why does it have to be a written thing?
We now say congressperson and chairperson and I don't know.
That's interesting.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.